What's up, guys?
How you doing, Mike? The boss just left. What kind of a player has he been for you guys? How's he fit in?
Oh, he's been great. He's done a great job in the off-season conditioning program. He's adjusted our system very quickly. And he's got the ability to cover a tight end by himself, and he's a pleasure to coach. So far, so good.
Michael Spencer Larson is an injury.
No, he had an emergency at home. And should be back here in a short time. But something he definitely should have went home for.
Coach, another linebacker, new face, Nico. What have you thought about him these first couple of days?
Good. Well, we've been watching him for the last 17 days, and it's nice to finally get the pads on and get a chance to evaluate everybody day by day. Well, that's what all four of these preseasons are about, to get a pecking order and have guys compete, see what they can do in pressure situations, and this is the second day. Well, Jarvis is fine. He's had 17 practices thus far, and I'm sure he's looking forward to getting back in football shape anytime you finish the last half of the season. With an injury, it's always a little tough to get back in the offseason, but he did a great job in the offseason conditioning program, and hopefully he keeps on improving, and we'll see that in the preseason games.
Like Tony Chapler out there diving for the balls and getting a little upset at himself, I guess, without making plays. At one point, he pulled him over.
No, I just told him, I said, don't throw your helmet down. We don't do that. You lose your poise, and people see it, your teammates see it. And Tony's you're going to be an excellent player. We know what type of receiver is, but if you can't handle yourself out here, you're not going to handle yourself during the games. But he was just a little upset that he missed one. And hey, you like guys to be upset, but you got to control that emotion.
Greater passes first pass in camp.
Pardon me?
Matt Prater, he passed his first test in camp.
Well, we've been in camp for 17 days. He's kicked every day for 17 days before he got hurt. And I don't think he's missed a kick. So hopefully he can keep on doing that. Obviously the misses will come, but hopefully they're not for a while.
Coach, you got a feel for what kind of red zone offense you're going to have this year?
Yeah, that's why we haven't spent much time punting. We're going to touchdowns this year, no field goals, no punts. That's something we always work on, but hopefully we're much improved, and obviously the red zone than we were a year ago, and if the first 2 days are any indication, we will improve.
I know Eddie Royal is impressed a lot with his pass catching during OTAs. Is that carried over now the first couple of days of camp?
Yeah, it didn't take you long to figure out he's going to be a top-notch receiver as well as a excellent returner. He's in great shape. He's a strong kid. But there's still a learning curve. He's working his rear end off, and hopefully improves every day.
How's Montre Holland doing?
He's working out. It'll be a process. It's not going to happen overnight. Anytime a guy's 9, 10 pounds overweight, basically he's 20 or 25 pounds overweight, because they do whatever they can to come in here and lose that weight, or at least be as low as they possibly can when they weigh in. So he's going to have to lose about 20 pounds, and it's going to take some time. When he loses it, he can come back.
Mike, you joke about the punting thing, but how much has that bothered you the last couple of seasons? You guys haven't been able to put.
We're not going to punt, Sam. I told you, we're not going to punt this. You just don't believe me? I'm not joking. We're not going to punt.
So you're not going to have a punter on the roster, is what you're saying?
I'm optimistic. I'm not quite that optimistic.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.